This is the parallax for Saturday, July 11th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting with a significant political shift in Maine. Democrat Graham Plattner has officially withdrawn from the U.S. Senate race after filing paperwork Friday, formally ending a campaign that collapsed under multiple scandals, including a rape allegation from a former partner, scrutiny over a tattoo with Nazi imagery, and reports of sexually explicit messages sent during his marriage. The seat, held by Republican Senator Susan Collins, is considered critical to Democratic hopes of winning a Senate majority in November. How outlets are covering this tells an interesting story about what matters most to different audiences. NPR focuses on the practical deadline. Democrats must name a replacement candidate by July 27th. The Guardian goes deeper into potential successors, arguing that fifth-generation logger Troy Jackson would best appeal to working-class Maine voters. Axios emphasizes the strategic stakes. This race is essential to Democratic control of the Senate. Fox News, meanwhile, reports that Democratic leadership pulled over $6.2 million in Maine advertising spending a week before the rape allegations surfaced, raising questions about what party leadership may have known. And the Daily Wire frames Plattner's exit as exemplifying what it calls a double standard in the Me Too movement, noting how quickly Democratic endorsers withdrew support. In related legislative news, a landmark housing bill has become law, without the president's signature. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act, described as the largest change to federal housing policy in decades, automatically became law at midnight Friday after President Trump allowed a 10-day constitutional window to expire. Trump had publicly refused to sign it, declaring he would not unless Congress first passed his sweeping voter ID legislation. Here's where outlet framing diverges sharply. NPR and Axios both report Trump's refusal as symbolic. The bill became law regardless. The Guardian quotes Trump's written statement directly. "I will not sign the housing bill in protest over the fact that the United States Senate has not approved the voter restriction bill." Fox News frames Trump's move as pressure on Senate Republicans, while the Washington Examiner simply reports the historic legislation will now boost housing supply and address affordability for buyers and renters alike. We're turning to environmental policy now. The Trump administration finalized a rule Friday that narrows the definition of harm under the Endangered Species Act, effectively removing protections for the habitats of imperiled wildlife and opening those lands to logging, mining, energy production, and other development. For the past 50 years, the law had included habitat destruction as a form of harm to protected species. The coverage here shows starkly different interpretations of the same action. NPR reports the administration narrowed the definition of harm. The Guardian emphasizes the stakes. Habitat destruction is the strongest driver of species loss, and the existing law had kept 99% of listed species from extinction. Fox News quotes Interior Secretary Doug Burgum calling the old rule weaponized and describing it as a burden on American families and businesses. This rule will be consequential for debates about balancing environmental protection with economic development. Moving to international tensions, President Trump posted on Truth Social Friday that he has left standing military instructions to decimate and destroy all areas of Iran if Iranian operatives succeed in assassinating him, stating that 1,000 missiles are locked and loaded. The threats follow chants of "We will kill Trump" at funeral ceremonies for the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. More significantly, the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding signed 3 weeks ago has effectively collapsed. Trump declared the ceasefire over, and the U.S. imposed new sanctions in apparent violation of the MOU's terms. Regional mediators, including Qatar and Pakistan, are scrambling to prevent a full diplomatic breakdown, and the U.S. gave Iran a Saturday deadline to publicly commit to keeping the Strait of Hormuz open, a critical shipping channel. Al Jazeera reports that regional mediators are trying to save the agreement as the ceasefire disintegrates. NPR notes that fighting between the U.S. and Iran appears to have paused after 2 days of clashing. Axios emphasizes that Trump still wants to avoid a return to all-out war and is focused on reopening the strait. the BBC reports that Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to participate in resumed negotiations in Oman on Saturday. That's the